Welcome to TWT,
The World Talks,
the only podcast in New York that isn't afraid to talk about real people, real problems,
right now.
I'm your co-host, Marcella Sanchez.
And I'm the other co-host, Lizbeth Pagiro.
So, today, we're here with someone who thinks he knows a whole lot about China. If you will, can you please tell us everything you know about China?
Sure. The capital of China is Beijing. There's a lot of languages in that country, like Chinese and Mandarin. The currency in that country is yuan or renminbi. I think that's how they pronounce it. They have a huge mountain called the Himalayas. It has a huge lot of pollution and a whole lot of things that we own here are made from there. They have a whole lot of factories there. I believe they have the nation's largest numbers of skyscrapers in China alone than in any other city in the world. There's a whole lot of diverse habitats in China where many animals live, such as pandas. It has one of the largest numbers of pandas living there to this day. Famous car companies like Cadillac and certain Volvo models are made there. What else can I say? The population is out of this world. It's very bad. When you see the population, it's horrible. When you get to know all those people that are inhaling and coming in contact with all that every single day. And just know, just to make things worse, half of all pigs in the world live in China. So imagine that. Pollution is through the roof, and they're put in those environments. And all those pigs are sent out throughout the world. So, think about it. I think China is very good, though.
Alright, I think that's enough. But I'm surprised you didn't mention Tiananmen Square.
What is that?
We'll tell you.
Let's throw it back to June of 1989.
Close your eyes and imagine Beijing, China, the capital of one of the most populated countries in the world.
Right in the heart of Beijing lies Tiananmen Square, the setting of today's topic.
Also known as the Gate of Heavenly Peace.
Tiananmen Square was forever marked in history when Mao Zedong used it to announce that China was to be a communist country. Now it has been reintroduced to history as the host to one of the biggest democratic protests in China.
To understand it completely, we have to go back to April 1989, more specifically, the death of Hu Yaobang. Hu Yaobang was a former Communist Party leader who had become the symbol of democracy in China.
After his death, thousands of his followers gathered in Tiananmen Square, all of them requesting a more democratic government.
Most of his followers were students. Yaobang was trying to open doors to a better education for his supporters, something that the rule of Mao Zedong had taken away.
His death and the government of China's ability to ignore the people caused a chain of events, starting on May 13th, 1989, when more than 100 students started a hunger strike. It later amassed to thousands.
May 19th, 1989, a rally at Tiananmen Square draws an estimated 1.2 million people. General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Zhao Ziyang, appears at the rally and pleads for an end to the demonstrations.
It'll forever remain established that at this very square, over the span of 2 days, over 10,000 protesters, both young and old, lost their lives, fighting for their rights and the democracy for China.
Well, that's been TWT, The World Talks, the only podcast in Norwalk that isn't afraid to talk about the real people, real problems, right now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to mention your thoughts about the questions we asked our interviewer today in the comments below. Thanks for everything. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.